Dan, do you feel like we're kind of getting to a point now where he's the player we thought we were getting?
Well, I insisted when we signed him that I was only ever going to refer to him as Baby Keith, and I've sort of let that chop off of him. So I actually feel like I've let myself down a little bit there. The Bournemouth game was a really, really big improvement because he's played well in individual moments and patches before, but never, I don't think, strung together a 90 minutes where he's felt like he's had a tangible influence on the game. And he did the other day. And what needs to happen now, Klopp spoke about him, you know, being one of the first names on the team sheet and wanting to play him into a bit of rhythm and stuff. What needs to happen now, especially with quite a few players being out injured, is that he does more of that. And he doesn't have to be the best player on the pitch. He doesn't have to be doing incredible things with the football every time he touches it. If he can just maintain the level of performance that he's been putting in, or that he put in rather at the weekend, then he's going to be absolutely fine. And at some point he'll find an individual niche in the team. I think he's still sort of looking for that. Partly because even though he might be standing in the same position on the pitch, he's been asked to play in very different ways, I think, a few times, especially depending on who's around him. But I think all the signs are there and all the raw materials are there. That means he'll eventually be a really, really strong central midfield player across Europe. That could be in so many different ways. We've seen Jurgen Klopp change different kinds of player before. There's all kinds of players that play for Liverpool now that were not playing in the position or in the way that they're playing now for Liverpool because Klopp decided that he saw something in them and wanted to change them into something else. So I think he can look at Keita as a long-term thing where he can basically change him over the years. So he can be one thing to Liverpool now, and maybe in 3 years he's something else.